This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. You can count on it. During times of transition and testing, God is working in your life to grow and strengthen you. At the same time, the enemy will be looking for ways to weaken you and lead you astray. His ultimate goal is to discourage and destroy you. Paul specifically identifies Satan as the enemy to overcome in Romans 16, verse 20. Satan often attacks us through individuals, his agents. Paul identifies some who made life difficult for him in verses 17 and 18. Satan's agents cause divisions. They put obstacles in your way, like false teachings that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. What they teach is like a highly infectious disease, so stay away from them. They have an agenda that serves their own appetites. They might sound like they are serving Christ, but they're not. They use smooth talk and flattery to deceive. So don't be naive. Guard your mind. Guard your heart. Here is a checklist to identify the enemy and his agents. Is what is being pushed divisive? Is what is being taught consistent with the gospel? Is what is being taught freeing, or does it present obstacles to your faith? Is self-interest evident in the way something is presented? Do you sense smooth talk or flattery? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you have reason to be cautious. It might be wise to back off from supporting them or participating with them. Satan is committed to deception, so be on your guard. He wants to destroy and cause you to be discouraged, so be on the alert to his and his agent's agenda.